Welcome to Unit 11. The focus of the next three segments is on the importance of data quality and the role of the HIT professional in ensuring data quality improvement. We'll start with the impact of poor data quality. At the end of this segment, you'll be able to discuss the impact of poor data quality on quality measurement. In today's information age, data are increasingly driving healthcare decision-making. Healthcare databases are filled with data that reflect clinical and clinically related information. The data are usually collected through the routine processes and activities of patient care. However, its usefulness goes beyond the operational applications that generate the data. The documentation within the electronic health record is often used for quality improvement, payment, legal, research, and accreditation and licensing purposes. Quality aims, such as eliminating duplicate or unnecessary tests, or screening and implementing preventive strategies for identified safety risk, can be achieved by ensuring complete data collection and effective health information exchange. Reimbursement can be enhanced by providing the appropriate prompts to substantiate medical necessity. Malpractice cases can often be more successfully defended if the content and quality of the record provides an accurate depiction of the events and jogs the memory of the provider. Research through public health and biosurveillance agencies can be facilitated if the data collected meet identified definitions and standards for data quality. Last but not least, accrediting and licensing decisions often rest on whether or not the organization's documentation substantiates the standards set forth by the agency. Data are more precious than ever as its use and application expands. Poor data quality can lead to error. For instance, this scenario describes that due to rapidly changing body weight, patients in the neonatal intensive care unit are especially vulnerable to overdosing or underdosing drug errors. They're at increased risk for 10 to 100-fold dosing errors because of the necessary calculations involved in the ordering of medications and dilution of stock drugs. Accuracy, precision, and granularity in the weight are required to assure that the proper dose is calculated and dosing errors are avoided. As the previous scenario illustrates, many healthcare errors and adverse events occur as a result of poor data and information quality. Quality and safety issues can often be linked back to poor documentation, inaccurate data, or insufficient communication between providers. Operationally, poor data quality leads to low satisfaction and increased cost. Even simple errors such as inaccurate, incorrect names, addresses, and insurance or benefit information can have a negative impact on the satisfaction of patients and staff alike. Patients have a right to expect that the details of their care are documented completely and correctly, and that the quality and safety of their care is not compromised by inaccurate or ambiguous data. Operational cost can be increased because of unnecessary duplication of tests or procedures, inefficient care processes, or additional time and resources that must be directed towards detecting and correcting data problems. Strategically, poor data compromise individual and organizational decision-making. Good decisions require an effective synthesis of multiple bits of data that can be converted into meaningful information. Gaps in the data due to missing or incomplete detail or suspicious accuracy complicate the process of effective decision-making. Teams can also get diverted by deliberating the quality of the data and never even get around to deliberating the decision at hand. Mistrust of data can spill over into mistrust of other team members and their motives. This can lead to duplicate data collection, resulting in further delays in analysis and ineffective decision-making. If decision-making is hindered, so is strategic planning, since it is a process that requires decision-making. It requires thoughtful assessment of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and depends on high-quality internal and external data. Once developed and implemented, the plan must be evaluated to determine its effectiveness. If the reported results are of poor quality, knowing how to modify the strategic plan is made even more difficult. Data quality problems have always persisted, sometimes to a larger degree in some data elements or processes than in others. In the past, the important data were edited, or processes of data collection were corrected to ensure accuracy whenever the data were specifically identified as required for quality improvement or regulatory monitoring purposes. The other data elements were not deemed important for correction, as these were assumed to be unnecessary. As we move into a new era of health information technology, we're finding new uses for the data, and the accuracy and quality are increasingly important. For example, data within EHRs are increasingly used to detect errors. By applying queries, algorithms, and decision rules, we can identify cases that represent potential adverse events. In order for these tools to be effective, the data contained in the EHR has to be completely and consistently entered by healthcare providers. Data quality management must involve more than fixing problems after the data are entered. It involves preventing the issues from occurring. A fundamental shift to design with the end in mind requires the knowledge and skills of insightful clinical and IT professionals. The first step requires you to begin with quality data. For years, there has been general consensus on the potential value of EHRs, and former President Bush issued a national call to action to achieve widespread use of EHRs in the U.S. by 2014. Despite evidence to support claims of improved effectiveness and safety as a nation, there's not been significant movement in the availability from the few large institutions to other smaller sites of care. In 2009, under President Obama, through the passage of the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act and the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, or HITECH provisions of this act, Congress and the Obama administration continued this call and provided the healthcare community with a transformational opportunity to break through the barriers to make progress towards this goal. Through HITECH, the federal government will commit unprecedented resources to support the adoption and use of EHRs. It creates the availability of incentive payments totaling up to $27 billion over 10 years. The incentive payments through Medicare and Medicaid will be paid to clinicians and hospitals when they use EHRs privately and securely to achieve specified improvements in care delivery. Dr. David Blumenthal, the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, suggests the goal of the act is not just adoption of technology, but meaningful use of the EHR to improve the health of Americans and the performance of their healthcare system. To qualify for incentives, providers must meet three requirements. Demonstrate that they are users of certified electronic health record technology, have electronic health information exchange, and the use of EHRs to report clinical and quality outcomes. Simply put, without quality data, the ability to record, store, retrieve, and manage data to meet the required measures for meaningful use will not be possible, and the financial viability of many organizations and providers will be at risk.